Welcome to the Dream Job System, the only podcast that provides proven, tangible strategies to help you land a job you love without traditional experience and without applying online. Get ready to level up your job search with your host, Austin Belzac.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Dream Job System podcast. I'm your host, Austin Belzac, and today we're going to spend some time talking about what you should not do when you get an interview, because we spend a lot of time talking about what you should do, right? But there are some critical mistakes that you absolutely need to avoid if you want to be successful within that interview process, but also within the job search in general. So for this specific episode, the biggest pitfall that we're going to talk about is people who completely shut down their application process and their outreach process and the job search process in general as soon as they get an interview. So they've been chugging along, right? They've been sending in their online applications. They've probably been reaching out and trying to build connections and referrals. At least I hope they have. And then finally, that interview comes through the door, right? Finally, we get this opportunity. And it's so tempting to just stop doing everything else, right? Because at the end of the day, let's be honest, it sucks to tweak your resumes. It sucks submitting online apps. And it's super annoying to keep emailing all these strangers hoping that they'll give you a chance. And chances are you've probably been doing a lot of this and getting way more no's than you have yeses, right? So now we finally have this opportunity and you almost feel like a weight is lifted and you can take your foot off the pedal and you can relax a bit. And that is actually a really, really massive mistake. Because here's the thing. Yes, you're in for the interview, but so are a bunch of other people. You still have competition, and we're really only at the 50-yard line. This is halftime in the game. And so we have a long way to go. This offer is far from guaranteed. So if you drop everything else, you're really putting yourself at a disadvantage because it's so hard to start from scratch. You know, when we don't have that momentum anymore, when we're not in the rhythm of applying and reaching out and building relationships, it's so hard to start from scratch because we don't have that inertia. So if this offer, if this interview process doesn't work out, we have no irons in the fire. We have no opportunities. We have to start from scratch on top of facing the rejection from getting the no, right? From these people basically telling us we went with somebody else, you know, you weren't good enough, which is how it can feel sometimes. So that's incredibly frustrating and it's incredibly hard to start back up. There's another massive ramp up period, both mentally and also with the process itself. So you don't want to fall into that trap. But on top of that, there are a lot of benefits to keeping the process going, right? If you are continuing to reach out, if you're continuing to keep your job funnel full of opportunities and you're working to generate those interviews, you never know what else could come along that you could then leverage, right? Who knows? Maybe you do get another interview. Maybe you even get another offer. And that can be used as leverage in the current process, right? You can use it to speed them up. You can also use it during salary negotiation. And those are really, really powerful things to have on our side, right? So I know that it's a tough pill to swallow. None of us want to spend extra time on the job search, but the risk reward is very, very clear here. The risk is that we spend extra hours in our job search, right? And maybe those hours are all for naught because we get this offer. And, you know, why did we spend those hours? Well, they're essentially our insurance policy, and that's the best way to view it. But let's say that they do pay off. Let's say that they pay off in getting you another interview or getting you another offer. Well, now you have some negotiating power. Now you have some chips that you can use because a lot of times we feel like we don't have leverage as job seekers. But then on top of that, let's say that this interview process doesn't work out. Let's say you don't get the offer and they go with another candidate. Now you're still keeping that momentum. The ball is still rolling, right? And you may have other irons in the fire that can keep you going and can make you feel a lot better about the fact that you just faced this rejection versus having to start from scratch. So this is such a simple concept, but it's so, so important. The next time you get an interview, please, please do not drop everything else and put all of your eggs into that one basket. Instead, allocate some time to continue applying, to continue reaching out to people, to continue your job search and continue trying to generate those opportunities. Even if you dock it a little bit, even if you drop it to, you know, 75% or 60% of what you were doing, please find a way to keep that process going while you interview. Because yes, you do need to prepare for this interview. Yes, you want to put your best foot forward, but we're still a long way from the finish line. And so we don't want to put all of our eggs in this one basket and end up in a situation where we potentially get a rejection and then we have to start from absolute scratch. So that's it for today. Thank you as always for listening, and I will see you in the next episode of the podcast.